Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you. For those of you that are with us live or looking at the video, I started doing these in my, this is where I sit and relax and watch TV. The TV's over there, the kitchen's back there. Started doing these here for our new Grow My Service Company podcast, and I'll be danged if I don't love it out here. So I don't know if it's as good a sound. I don't have my mic or anything. It's just my mic, my MacBook Air mic. So give me some feedback. Let me know if you dig it or don't. But if you guys dig it, I feel like I can be a little more, I don't say real, but just natural. Good morning, Wendy. Good to have you. So let me know if you like it, hate it. We'll do it. While you're doing that, if you are getting value from the show, please, please, please subscribe, rate, review, refer. If you know someone that owns a service company, refer them to our Grow My Service Company podcast. Other than that, just subscribe, rate, and review, and let us know how you like this. The more we know that you like it, want it, the more time and money we can put in and try and give you more value. Mike Trombley in the house. Good to have you, buddy. All right, today we are going to talk about how to go from, Jessica says it's cool and comfortable, and she's one of the few people going to Grow My Service Company and Grow My Cleaning Company, so good to see you here as well, Jessica. I am such a fan of that lady. All right, so today we're going to talk about how to go from $0 to $1 million in 12 months with a cleaning company. It's a big question, but I know that that $1 million number is big, and I've built a couple companies in $1 million in less than a year. So, all right. That said, just a quick little background for those of you that don't know me. Hey, Luciana, good to have you. I've spent 20 years building businesses. The first $1 million business took me nearly a decade. The second one went from zero to just over $4 million in total revenue for 18 months. So it went a lot quicker. Avery in the house. Oh, by the way, I never let people do this, but Avery and Ashley just, they're some of our next level members, and they just started their podcast, which I'm constantly coaching my clients to do. So Avery, throw in the chat your podcast link, and everyone today, don't only subscribe, rate, and review to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. You got to subscribe, rate, and review to Avery's podcast. And I know you're going, why would I listen to that podcast? That's another owner of a cleaning company. Because they're geniuses and they're amazing, and the content they're giving for their clients in your area might be interesting for your clients. So subscribe, rate, and review, support Avery. All right. That said, a lot of people say, hey, Ashley, good to see you too, sister. A lot of people, I don't know why the $1 million mark is big, but it is big. I remember my first business was a ServiceMaster commercial cleaning franchise, and I was telling my area manager, whatever the guy that was supposed to come around and support me periodically, that I wanted $1 million business, and he totally poo-pooed it. Just kind of was like, okay, good luck. And it was a smaller town, but I still think I could have done it. Oh, Jessica says their podcast is super duper valuable. So Jessica says it's got to be true. So I just remember kind of getting bummed, right? And, you know, the frustrating part is his job has helped me grow, right? ServiceMaster took a percentage of my revenue. So me having $1 million business would have been good for them. And that was his job to help me grow. And he didn't have the answers for me. It was very frustrating. But I just remember thinking or feeling if I had $1 million business, I'd be rich, right? All my financial problems would go away. In the world at that point, and again, I'm trying to be as hey, Brady, good to see you. I'm trying to be as real as possible. I also kind of felt inside, and feel free to share Cleaning Nation if this is you or if I'm just the only narcissist in the world. I felt like, well, if I had $1 million business, the world would have to recognize I had a real business. And if I was being totally honest, I was like, then I would feel like I had a real business, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but in the cleaning, a lot of times, it's, you know, I feel, and I don't even know if my friends and family felt this way, but I would put on myself like, oh, they think I just have a little fakey business and I go out and clean crap. It's not a real business. So I don't know why, but I associate if I had $1 million business, then no one could, you know, say or feel, including myself, that I wasn't a real business owner. And I tried everything. I hired consultants. I joined the Chamber of Commerce. I went to the Rotary meetings. I freaking joined associations. I traded. I even tried trade source or whatever, where you can trade your services. All of it was kind of two steps forward, one step back, or sometimes one step forward and two steps back. It didn't get what I wanted. Oh, my wife just got here and the dogs, hold on. Let's see. The dogs are, I don't know if you can see them. They're there. How dare my wife come in her own home? So that's the downside of being out here. It's not my office and quiet. The good side is you get to see what a day in the life looks like. Hey, there's the Avery's podcast. Good to have it. More free time, Portland. Who wouldn't want to listen to that? Crying out loud. All right. So I don't know about you guys, but and I hate to say this because it's not something I'm coaching you to do. I'm just acknowledging as a reality. Sometimes my self-worth, less now that I'm older but and more successful, but more so when I was younger and less successful, my self-worth would get tied up in business, right? And feel free to put in the chat, guys, gals, like, yep, that's me, or you're on your own mic, or just helps me to know if I'm tracking with Cleaning Nation. That might be a guy thing too, I don't know, but I felt like when my business is doing well, I felt better about myself. When it was doing poorly, I kind of took that as an ownership thing. But after lots of wasted time and money struggling to make payroll now and again, it's easy to lose hope, right? And believe that I can't do it, right? Maybe that guy did it, right? Because reality would tell us there's lots of multimillion-dollar business all over the place, multimillion-dollar cleaning business. So we know it's possible, but we start thinking, well, maybe I can't do it, right? Maybe I'm defective. And I would allow myself to believe that these other people that were successful had magical powers or magical opportunities that I didn't possess, right? I would almost cost me my dream, really, because and the service I was able to give other people, because I was telling myself lies that someone else had magic powers. I didn't. They were smarter, or they had something I didn't have, all of which were just excuses to not get what I want. And the problem is the flip side is I couldn't imagine getting a job or going back to like civilian life, taking a job. So I was kind of stuck with everything I'm doing. I'm working my tail off here, isn't getting me where I want to go, but there's no way I can go back to another job. So I felt like I was kind of stuck between a rock and a dumb place. And that dumb place was my head. Right. Now we'll turn the corner and help you guys figure out how to make this happen and get the results that you want. Once I really dove into marketing and client attraction, I realized, and it took me years, and I want you guys to get it quicker, I realized I could systematize client attraction. Once I did that, a whole new world opened up. Once I moved from constantly begging, constantly throwing money at different stuff to get clients, some that worked, some that didn't, but not tracking and not really knowing what worked and didn't, to a place of I have a systematizable, repeatable, scalable way to get all the clients I want, everything changed in business, really. So if we're going to build $1 million business in 12 months, the first thing you've got to figure out, not the first thing, we've got to make sure we've got a viable business model. But once you've got a viable, profitable business model, the next thing you got to figure out is, holy heck, how do I get more clients coming to me than I need to meet my goal, right? So we need to know how many clients we need to hit our goal, and then we have to have an automated system that's bringing in more than that. That's really it. The problem is I always thought at that zero to million stage that, you know, client attraction marketing was one of the many things I had to do, right? As an owner, it's constantly driving and cleaning rags and hiring people and talking with vendors and blah, 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 blah. God bless it. Yeah, I should try and get some clients too. And I see the problem is I see your guys' P&Ls, and I know you're not spending any money on marketing. I know you're not spending any time on marketing, right? That's a big one. So if you're going to build $1 million business, certainly in the first year, you can do it quick like. For residential, you must have a killer automated client attraction system, period. For commercial, you can sneak your way in. I'll be honest with you. If you're good at getting big clients on your own and just selling, you can probably do it I don't know if you do it in 12 months, but you can get to $1 million on your own because you just get, you know, $25,000 a month clients. You're good to go. Hey, Shannon McLean, one of our elite members and a nice human being and coolest name in cleaning nation. So first and foremost, we got to get a systematized system. And I'll tell you guys my experience. Once I got one automated funnel that worked, everything changed. I went from kind of running my business inside on that treadmill to really being able to step outside and get some perspective and start creating automated funnels to bring the right customers and the right employees to my cleaning company, right? So, but I had to kind of have that belief first, that one funnel that works. So let's talk frameworks. How do you build this automated client attraction funnel that you have? Let's start with some basics, some money basics. You've got to know your numbers. What's a perfect prospect worth to you? And we need to know what they're worth to you today, what they're worth to you like the first 30 days, and lifetime value. Huge thing people miss. So for residential, I found if you're getting the right clients, which are recurring every other week clients, should be $250, $300 a month, right? So that means they're worth today. And if you bill the way we coach, which is upfront in advance, Wendy says, yes, bring the goods. We're bringing it, baby. Doing the best I can. First and foremost, We want to know what they're worth today. We teach to get paid in advance, so you get paid first and then do the services later. That allows you to grow quickly. When you're doing fast growth, if you do the services first and get paid later, you can only grow so fast because you start eating cash. But when you get paid in advance, like we coach you, you can grow as fast as you want. So you have to know what they're worth today, i.e. the first month, which would be 2 months, right? Because you're going to get paid that $300 today and then 30 days again on an automated basis. So they're worth 2 months in the first month, and then lifetime value, right? So for a little residential cleaning company, if you're like, man, I get $300 for an average client, it costs me 150. I've only got really $150. So if I said, hey, I can get you a new client for $150, it doesn't sound like a good idea. But we got to remember, if you're doing a good job, a client might stay 2, 3, 4 years, right? And $300 a month is $3,600 a year. If they stay 3 years, that's 10 grand, right? So even if you don't make any money the first month, if you pick up $10,000 additional value to your business over the next 3 years, and you pick up 10 or 20 of those a month, we're starting to build something. That's how you build million-dollar businesses. So first and foremost, you've got to know your numbers. What's that? What's your perfect prospect worth today, first 30 days, and lifetime value? Second, once you know this, you can start, you know how much you can spend to attract a client. This is a big one. So many people don't get this, and they brag to me like, oh, I'm all repeat and referral. And repeat and referral are great ways to grow your business. I'm constantly telling you guys, hey, refer us out. Help the podcast. I don't think we even do any paid advertising on this podcast, where we pay to promote it. You guys have built it. This has been because you guys are amazing human beings. But when we're actually selling a product, we do paid ads. I guarantee you that. So most people, because I know what a client's worth to me, and I know what I can spend. So once you know your lifetime value, you've got to know, oh, great, how much of that am I willing to put towards getting clients, right? Because doing it based on repeat and referral, hey, Ralph in the house, Ralph Rangel, one of our next level clients right here. I hope you're on the phone. Yes, I didn't see you on the Instagram call, Ralph. Ricky Funk in the house. So yeah, the first thing is to understand lifetime value of your client. Second is you're going to take that and then go, great, how much can I spend to acquire a client? And the trick is you want to be able to spend as much as possible to acquire a client, not as little. Everyone wants to do it as cheaply as possible. That's fine if you want one or two clients. If you want to build a multi-million dollar business with lots of clients, you want to be able to spend as much as you can to acquire a client, not the least. And to do that, you need to know what a client's worth. So you need to know your numbers. Okay. Once you've got those numbers, that's the foundation, then you've got to know who your perfect prospect is, right? If everybody is your perfect prospect, nobody is your perfect prospect, okay? So a perfect prospect is not just anyone who might give you money at some point in the future. Your perfect prospect is your ideal customer who you know what they're worth, you know you can rock their world with amazing results, and you know what pain and problems they have. Ethel in the house, good to have you, sister. So once we've got that, we've got to understand what their pain is, where do they go to solve it, what's it costing them personally, what keeps them up at night, everything that kind of makes them crazy, we need to know. And once we know that, we can transition out of providing a commoditized service, right? Cleaning is commoditized. I don't, but I know how to clean, right? And if someone's just going to clean a toilet for me, I'm like, I don't know, what's that worth? $10 an hour, $15 an hour, not much. So you want to go from providing a commoditized service to solving a pain. So if you said, how much will you pay me to clean that toilet right now? I'd be like, well, I could go do it. And as long as we've had this conversation, I would pay almost nothing. However, if you said, how much would you pay me to make your wife, Natalie, feel super loved? I would pay almost anything. So do you see the difference between providing a service, i.e. cleaning toilets, and creating a result, which is giving your client what they want? That way, again, if you said, what would you spend on making your wife happy? Almost anything. What would you spend to get time back? Almost anything. I have much more money than I have time. I'm getting old. So you really got to understand what your clients want, and it's not a clean toilet. It's something along the perfect example is Avery and Ashley's podcast isn't, you know, house cleaners in, where are they at? Portland, I think. It's not Portland house cleaners. No one's interested in that. It's Portland time savers because they know who their client is. They know what their pain is. We're going here. So Ashley, usually I wouldn't stop for a question, but Ashley, we love her. I would love more insight on employee client balance. Definitely want to boost sales, but want to boost employees at the same time. Great question. So I'm going to give a quick answer. We're going to get back on what we're talking about. So the right answer is we need a system and a funnel that is constantly bringing us all the employees we need and all the customers we need at the same time. That funnel should always be running. We make excuses to go, oh, I don't have employees, so I got to stop marketing, or I don't have enough customers, so I got to stop hiring. Not the truth. Our systems, because again, we got to move from what we're doing personally as owners, that's not what we're looking for, to the systems that our business is doing all the time. Systems to hire and attract the right customers and employees should always be running. If for a day or a week, a couple times a year, you have to go, hey, we've got some good customers and we're just not going to onboard them because we don't have the employees, fine. If you've got some great people that you could hire, but you choose not to because you don't have the, fine. But to stop attracting them is nutballs, right? Because it's like a flywheel. Just get that work going. Takes time. And people come to me and go, I need employees now. What should I do? And I go, well, step one is start hiring about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then you're set. And the problem is we don't have time machines. So the best time to start hiring or attracting clients is a month ago. The second best time is right now, today. So always have this funnel working, whether you're on vacation, working, doing whatever you're doing. This broadcast that I'm spending time with, you know, 20, 30 people live right now, thousands of people are going to hear it when I'm sleeping, vacationing, hanging with my family. It's a system, right? Okay, so once we understand who our perfect prospect is, what their value is, we need to understand what their pain is, what their dreams, their hopes, their what keeps them up at night, all the psychographic stuff that they feel, right? And then we use that information to transition our service, our commoditized service, cleaning, into a solution, into changing their lives. Chelsea says, good day. Good to have it. Good to have you here, sister. All right. So once we've got that, we're to the last step. The heavy lifting is done, believe it or not. Just understanding who our client is and what their pain is. All we need to do is be able to articulate that pain back to them as clearly as possible. The reason we've done so so well with this community is I've literally personally talked to easily hundreds, one-on-one. Obviously, I've done tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, one to many. But one-on-one, I've easily done hundreds of personal conversations with owners of cleaning companies, probably thousands by this point. So I know your pain. You could wake me up in the middle of the night and I could rattle off owners of cleaning companies pain perfectly. That's where we need to get. Once you're able to do that, all you have to do is have the ability to communicate that pain back to them and then make them an irresistible offer. That's it. That is literally it. And if you're like, what's an irresistible offer? I'm going to make you two at the end of this podcast, and they're both free, and you'll tell me if they're irresistible. I'll make them, and you can tell me. But at least I'll give you an example. So notice we completely skipped telling them how great you are, right? So if this whole podcast was Why Mike's a Great Coach podcast, I'd have approximately zero listeners, right? And no fans, right? I might have some listeners, but they'd hate my guts. This isn't about me or how great of a coach I am. It's about you and how I can bring you service, right? So once you understand, if you listen to these podcasts, you go, wow, Mike talks a lot about our pain, right? Because until you, A, understand your pain, B, get committed to solve it, and C, know that I understand your pain, I can't help you. So we have to spend a lot of time talking about your pain so you know I get it, so you'll listen, and then the coaching sinks in. So when you're selling, right, you understand how it works with you. It works the same with your client. You have to talk about their pain first, not about we don't cut corners, we clean them, right? You didn't even ask me my pain. My pain isn't dirty corners. It's my wife feeling unloved. It's not having enough time in my life. So you got to understand what your customer's pain is before you start selling them. All right. Once that's done, all you got to do is make that irresistible offer. So if you communicate their pain to them, ideally in their words, and we teach you how to do that in training, and you make them an irresistible offer, you're good to go, right? This podcast is a perfect example of me communicating your pain back to you and making, hopefully, irresistible offers, right? So once you get that down, all the stuff that never worked before, you know, where you did paid traffic to your website and your website just said like, call now for a free estimate. You talked about you on your website. You didn't make call now for a free estimate is not an irresistible offer. Once you figure out a funnel of here's exactly what my customer's pain is, here's how I communicate it to them so they know I understand it, and here's how I make an irresistible offer to solve it, done. That's it. That is the whole thing. That is $1 million funnel right there. And if you get it built today, you'll have $1 million company within a year, no problem. The good thing is once that funnel works, you can go anywhere, right? We do this podcast. I release it on YouTube. We do Facebook ads, Instagram ads. We're building our Instagram audience. We've got a Facebook group. I could run a magazine ad with this, telling people to go to our website and our funnel, and they all would convert. Same with you. You could do it in the yellow pages, for crying out loud. Everyone thinks the yellow pages don't work anymore. And I'm not a huge fan of the yellow pages. But again, if you've got a good message, it talks about their pain, you give them the irresistible offer in the yellow pages, guess what? The yellow pages would work, right? So it works everywhere. I've had one funnel with Grow My Cleaning Company. It's made millions of dollars of revenue. Your cleaning business is no different. So the beauty of the automated client attraction system is that it works even when you don't, right? Again, the beauty of this conversation is I'm here with everyone live now, but We get thousands and thousands of views every day of stuff that I've done years ago that I don't have to worry about, right? That's what we want you to do. It's automated. It doesn't depend. So if I stopped making content right now, it wouldn't affect my business for months because we could just reuse content I made years ago, right? The good thing is you can, once you've got all the clients you need coming to you, you can start being really picky about the clients that you accept, right? Only take people that don't complain about price, right? That they value what you do. They appreciate your clients. You can start only accepting them. You can even fire bad customers that have been driving you nuts because we thought, I've got to be nice to them. I got to take their money. They have money. I want it. But once we have more clients than we can serve, we can be really particular. We can fire the bad guys. It's amazing. Also, the beautiful thing is the service business, cleaning, getting the cleaning done is actually pretty easy. That's like a $40,000, $50,000 a year job. So managing the, setting the culture is important. That's your job. But just the day-to-day management, the scheduling, who goes where, what, and hiring people, that's not hard. Once you've got this million-dollar client traction system in, your life becomes super easy. So that said, here is your too good to be true offer. You guys can give me feedback if you like, let me know. So I'll give you two. One, if you're like, holy crap, I got value out of this thing. I want more. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can sign up for a free on-demand training. It's like 40, maybe 50 minutes. It's the best stuff I have all distilled down right there. Go there immediately. I'll give you something even better. If we're building our Instagram audience, this is a perfect example of how I would build how I am building my Instagram audience. We just started. We only have like 300-400 followers, but we just started a couple weeks ago. So if you want to be part of the party, just direct message me on Instagram and say, subscribed. Just let me know you subscribed to the podcast or referred. Just go to instagram.com/growmycleaningcompany. Just direct message me, subscribed, referred, reviewed, and I will get you a free copy of my book. It's on Amazon right now, $20 or whatever. I'm a freaking genius. Why is this business so hard? Just subscribe, jump in on Amazon, direct message me, subscribed, and we'll hook you up. So those are offers. If you are like, holy crap, I love this. I want more. So notice what I didn't say is call right now for us to tell you what it would cost. You know, that's not an irresistible offer, but to go, hey, here's 20 years of me spending millions of dollars learning what to do and what not to do in business. I've distilled it all down into a book that's a super easy, fun read. Here's how to get it for free. That should be an irresistible offer to my perfect prospect, right? There's some people that aren't trying to grow their cleaning company. I don't care if they go or not. They're not a perfect prospect, right? If I'm trying to build my Instagram audience, trying to serve people there, I can say, hey, just shoot me a direct message. Say, hey, tell me what you need. Tell me how I can serve and tell me you subscribed, rated, and reviewed, and I'll get you a copy of my book for free. Easy peasy, right? So this is our first irresistible offer of, hey, I'm just going to come live twice a week. And we're here for those of you listening to the recording, want to be here live. We're Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. Just if you go to our Facebook group and like us there, I think you'll get notices of every time we go live. You can go to our website and get the best training I've got for free, or you can say, shoot me a line on Instagram and just say, hey, and I'll get you my book. So those are examples of me going, how can I give this audience value without me having to do a bunch, right? Getting you the book is no problem. That's an automated thing. I already wrote it. I don't have to do any extra work. What's the other thing we're going to do? Oh, the best training we've done. I already did that. So all this stuff is automated. You guys will go there and consume it, and I don't have to do anything. So you guys are the best. Love hanging out with you. Try some of the stuff, put it into place, and let me know on our next live how it worked and how you did and how we can serve. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.